We're going to be recording people. We wanted to hear your story. Okay, and what you just said. Can you repeat what you just said?
What I said was a number of us who were working building 123 right after the explosion was like a double boom, you know, kind of shook us, almost knocked us out of our chairs. We got up and ran outside, and the first few seconds, very confusing. We couldn't even tell. Some people were yelling that a bomb had hit the Pentagon, and the jet kept on going, and somebody else was yelling, no, 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 a jet ran into the building. The smoke was so black, we couldn't really see the hole or anything at that point. And then as we're all kind of talking the first few seconds, another plane is coming in, very steep, kind of dive bombing, right down just to this end, the south end of the cemetery. I recognize as being the four-engine overhead wing turboprop plane. And I even called on the radio and I said, here comes another one. Because we thought it was another terrorist jet or something, but what it turned out to be was, what I can tell, the final approach of this regular commuter plane that comes in, and he had to do a real steep bank and go off, veer to the north to avoid hitting the jet, or avoid driving, going through the fireball and all the smoke and everything. That was probably more, and he didn't want to fly through all that stuff. Yeah, that should be on radar at National Airport or something.
It was just literally right out in the parking lot there.
I mean, this is oriented north. Normally we have our map flipped around, but, you know, the jet was coming in. Well, the jet was this thing. The jet was, like, apparently looked pretty much like that. The guy was, like, doing this, dive bombing, and then he kind of peeled off.
Is that your regular commuter plane?
That's the one you normally saw.
Commuter plane that comes.
Yeah, once a day, once every morning.
And then we all went different directions. I came inside, called my brother-in-law who works in the Pentagon.
What's your name again?
So my brother-in-law works in the Pentagon, so I ran back inside real quick and called him. It just got through. And his office was one of the ones that was damaged by smoke and stuff, so he had to move. But he answered the phone, and he said, I said, are you okay? And he said, I'm fine, I gotta go. And he left.
Screaming and yelling right afterwards, we were still in our conference room, and I go, that was too loud an explosion. It's like the loudest, you know, thing you ever heard of. I can't believe, did Joe's office explode or something? He's running, going, oh God, Jesus, no, oh my God, no, God, no. And he runs out, he runs right into the mayhem down there, because his wife worked there, and he thought maybe his wife had been caught up in that. So we didn't see Joe for several hours, and it took a while to find out that his wife was okay. Now, I thought it was a flyover. I don't know if that's what you were thinking, too.
Yeah,
we thought, this is just a regular flyover. I remember thinking as I was talking in the meeting, gee, I'm missing another flyover. I love these things. And then a split second later, I'm thinking, it doesn't sound like a regular flyover. It's way too low, and it's really, really whining and going, you know, sounded different. And then the big boom, boom.
Yeah. Shook everything. Sounded like something was falling through the roof here. Just kind of
rattled everything.
Yeah.
I drive a commuter van. I take one of these vans I lease to take people down to Frederick, Maryland. One of the guys who rode in the van was killed in Canada. William Ruth, R-U-T-H. So it's all, it affected all of us quite a bit. And Arlington kept on trying to bury. And all these federal agencies are shutting down their buildings. And the actual closest structure to the impact is your building where you're standing right now. This is the closest office building, from what I can tell, to what occurred. And yet we did not shut down. We stayed on the ground. We did not evacuate.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Tell me your name again.
Eric Dihle, D-I-H-L-E.
Thank you.
They made this the final point for people to gather as they began shutting down the other buildings. This is the last to be shut down. The other gentleman.